Greetings this morning. It might be better. In the name of our Lord and Savior, which we have much to be thankful for this morning and have heard a lot about God and who He is and different aspects of God. We sang a song this morning that I have to expound on a little bit, 253. The first line said, "Thine is the glory, risen, conquering Son, and endless is the victory, though or death has won. Angels in bright raiment rolled the stone away." I had to think this morning when we sang that what power it took to roll that stone away. Most of us men, if we have ever tried to roll a stone of any size, know that rolling a stone is merely impossible if it's got any kind of size to it. And I'm imagining if somebody was sitting on top of this stone, it was a decent sized stone, and angels in white raiment rolled this stone away. What power. Tremendous power that took. This morning I want to talk to you guys about a different kind of power that even though we're amazed at the power that it might have taken to roll that big stone away from the grave, how about the power that was able to bring Jesus back to life? Ain't that a supernatural power that we have no way of performing or doing? We can roll the stone away. We have equipment to do that. We can gather men together. We can come up with a lot of physical power. But what I want to talk to us about this morning is the supernatural power of God that no equipment, no number of men would be able to raise somebody from the dead. There's no way. No man has ever been able to bring back to life something that died. It is an amazing thought when you really think about that. So this morning I want to talk about the power of God. And if I was to give this message a title, it would be something in this effect: is the power of God real in your life, in our life? In 2022, Elon Musk was the most powerful person on the earth, worth $225 billion. This power that we want to talk about this morning doesn't even compare to that kind of power. How many of us, when we run into a situation, we all face things in life, how many of us call Elon Musk? I don't even worry about his number. I don't think about. He has no power when it comes to helping us with the things that can only be helped through a supernatural power from God. Ain't it amazing that the Almighty God that we serve has the power to convict an individual from something? If you can be out in the middle of a big prairie or a desert, and God is able to reach you right there and convict you to the point of melting down. And just when you think of Elijah, as Elijah was there by himself with God, and the way God spoke to Elijah, he wasn't in the mountain, you know, in the earthquake, he wasn't in the fire and the roaring wind, but in a still small voice. And it takes a supernatural power to get a man to convict somebody or speak to a heart without any noises or big equipment or whatever you want to compare it to. My goal for this message this morning is not to, I tremble a little bit to share on this because I don't want in any way to bring down or lower the power of God, and I don't want in any way to paint or give a wrong picture or perspective of who God is and what He's able to do. So what I'm going to endeavor to do this morning is just share a few things, maybe that we've witnessed the power of God in our own lives. And those of you that are here that are born again have encounter God in the way that I want, that I'm trying to explain here, there's a power that comes that is unexplainable. Those of us that have been redeemed know what I'm talking about. There's a cleansing power. There's a peace that passes all understanding. There is something that happens within our hearts that we're not able to do bring about by ourselves. First of all, let's look at what is the power of God. In Ephesians 1, 19, verse 19 through 21, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. For above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And that is what I was talking about earlier. There's no name, there's no power, there's nothing here in this age that we live that compares anything to the power that was able to raise Christ from the dead, and not only do that, but sit him at the right hand of God. If he has the power to raise Jesus from the dead, maybe we should ask ourselves the question this morning, does he have the power to raise us out of any kind of situation we might be in this morning? If we've been redeemed, we have experienced in a big way, but yet in a small way, the power of God. And so if we're redeemed and we're facing a situation or something this morning that looks impossible to us, this message is to give you hope that if we are to come to God with anything, nothing is too big for God. If he can raise Jesus from the dead, he can help me and you with whatever we're facing this morning. I want us to see that the power of God belongs to the Lord. It's not something that he has and that he's in danger of losing. We often, when we have positions, we often start to feel pretty powerful, or at least I've had that struggle in my life. Maybe you have never experienced that. Praise the Lord if you haven't. But we start feeling kind of powerful, and one of the reasons we get controlling and we get protective or defensive is because we don't want that power taken from us. Does God have that problem? He's the only one that ever had such power and that will ever have such power. And so that should give us a confidence. I want this message to speak hope into our hearts this morning, that whatever we're facing, that God is not too small. God is big enough. If he can raise Jesus from the dead, he can raise us up from whatever we're facing. Psalm 62 says, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that the power belongeth unto God. This power we're talking about belongeth to the Lord. What does power look like? What does God's power look like? We have a lot of different opinions and ideas in today's society about what the power of God looks like. And a lot of times we think that it needs to be a big commotion. It needs to be some powerful thing happen. We need to be jumping up and down, and there needs to be a commotion and noise. And that's where, and that somehow we attach that to power. And when we think about how does the power of God look in our life, what do we look for? Sometimes I'm afraid that I myself miss the power of God working in my life because I'm looking for great things to happen, and I miss the little things that God does for us every day. If you think about just getting up in the morning, how do you wake up? What wakes you up? Well, the alarm clock. Well, why doesn't everybody wake up in the morning? You know, this morning there's 9 people laying in their caskets because they can't wake up. They're dead. We can't make them wake up. There's no alarm clock that can wake them up And I'm hoping, I would pray that every one of them souls would be in heaven this morning. But I'm just trying to say that the power of God is the only power that is able to make a difference in small ways in our life. And that's what it looks like. There's a story of a young lady that just brings out the simplicity that I want us to get a hold of this morning, that we would get a hold of God in our life and look at God, view him as a powerful God, not in a power as we know it, but he has the power to change us and help us in every area of life. This girl, I'll just read it here. "I was having the worst day," she said. "My father was still grieving for his deceased wife. I missed my mother, who had passed away only a short time previous. I prayed to God, asking for some relief. I couldn't stand the pain I felt. I was crashing. I walked around the house crying. I decided to just do some cleaning. 20 minutes later, my wife, my best friend at church, called to check on me. We talked a lot. I felt so much better the more we talked. Hanging up the phone, I realized God had just answered my prayer." And that's what I'm trying to talk about this morning, the power of God in small and little ways in our life. You know, had she been looking for some major deliverance from that whole thing where all of a sudden she just stops crying and starts laughing, and she would have probably missed this whole thing. She would have probably not been encouraged. She would have probably not let that speak to her, and she would went on looking for some greater sign, some greater thing to prove that God really cared about her. What does God's power do for us? It's kind of like an engine. When you think about an engine, a lot of us know that if you would set an engine up here, you could paint it really nice, John Deere green or whatever color you want to paint it. You could set it right here. You could start it up. And as long as it's just sitting there running, it does nothing for me and you, except maybe kind of get us excited a little bit, and we can marvel at, you know, how well the paint job is and different things about the engine. But if it just sits there running, it does nothing for me and you, except maybe excite us a little bit. But if we hook something to it, we connect something to that engine, now there's tremendous power. There are things that it can do for us, and that's what God does for us. As long as we don't trust him, we don't go to him with our questions, our problems, our struggles, or whatever it might be, he can't really help us. As much as he wants to, he's watching us daily. He wants to help us. But if we just sit there and look at him and marvel, that's a good thing. I wouldn't want to discourage us from that. But we need to trust him and accept him. We need to connect to God. We need to trust him. Maybe I'll share a little illustration, personal experience with me and my wife a few years ago, that to help bring that point back or bring it home. We were facing a difficulty in our, wasn't in our relationship. It was something that we were facing that was kind of like a giant in our life, if you will, if you all know what a giant is in your life, something that just looks impossible to get through. And I remember one evening we were talking about this thing in the bedroom, and we finally got to the point where we were kind of stuck. We knew there's a problem, we knew there's an issue, but we didn't know how to get through it. And I remember we finally kind of reached the conclusion that maybe we'll just have to go and bring this to the ministry and see if maybe they could help us with this thing. And there's a time for that. I'm not saying that there's never a time we should go and ask brothers and sisters of the church or the ministry to come and help us with situations. Some of our things are too big for us, never for God, but for us sometimes we can't see our way through. And we had basically concluded that, yeah, we're just going to have to go talk to the ministry about this. And I remember thinking and feeling like we didn't even really pray about this. But I didn't really think, I thought it was a problem too big for us to pray about. That sounds kind of weird right now, but that's how it was. We just thought it's too big. We're going to need the ministry for this one. But I remember, and most of you know me, I wasn't quite satisfied with just going to bed with that. Finally, I sheepishly looked at her and I said, could we just pray about this? And she looked at me like, I guess. And I think maybe she had about the same amount of doubt that I did. But I said, let's just pray about it. And it was amazing when we just fell on our knees right there, the windows that God opened for us. Needless to say, we never did end up going to the ministry, except for that night we went to the great physician. And that's what I want to encourage us with. There's no problem in your life, in your marriage, in your family, in your personal life, that's too big for God. Sometimes it just takes a little faith to connect. When you think about, we've got a plug-in up here, a 110 plug-in. If you had a cord laying here connected to a fan, it won't do you any good unless you connect that. You plug that wire into the wall and you connect with the power. And that's what I'd like to encourage us. And if we would have not trusted God, I barely did, he was still merciful and he still helped us, reached down in the moment where we both were probably doubting. But because we took a little step of faith and just went on our knees and trusted God, he took it from there. He opened windows and he gave answers that night that was amazing. To this day has been life-changing for us. And that's what God will do. That's the power of God. It's not just the initial power that's available to us. It's the saving power from God, where he cleanses us and we become born again. That's an amazing power. But the power that God has that's available to us for any kind of situation we might face is worth praising God for this morning. Gives us a power for right living. Maybe we'll turn to Colossians 1. Colossians 1, verse 9 through 23, I think we'll just read that this morning, gives us the power for right living. Verse 9, for this reason, we also, since the day that we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. Paul and Timothy here were praying, were talking to the church in Colossians there after they had heard that they were believers and walking with the Lord. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn ever over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, or which I, Paul, became a minister. Here we just see that that the power of God, the power is not that God has is not to just impress us. The power that He has, and that God that is available to us, is to live a victorious life, and to, what does it say there? We read like 6 His and 9 Hims for Him, through Him, by Him, in Him. There's just all this. We see that it's for Him. The power that God has is not to give us power to go and impress people, but it is so we can live a victorious life for Him, and that we can show forth His power through us, that He can show forth His power through us to other people. It sanctifies. The power of God is like a detergent, if you will. It cleans. You know how it is if you take a bucket, a filthy bucket, and that's had oil and grease in it, and you try to clean that with just water. There's just no power. There's no cleansing power there. The water just rolls right off of it, and it's after a while, it gets a little frustrating. But if you add the power of God, soap, it cleanses. That power, that soap goes in there, and grease and oil, the filth doesn't stand a chance against the power, if you get what I'm saying here. The power of God in our life, there's nothing that we can encounter or that we will face in life that if we just trust God, there's nothing that can happen that can overtake us if we trust God and we rely on Him. We might get killed, we might get hurt, but we're looking beyond. This power is to save us to beyond this life. It's for eternity, not just for right now, here and now. The power belongs to God. Psalms 29 says, "The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." It didn't say just out of some of them. The Lord said, "The Lord delivers him out of them all." There's nothing that we can face and overtake us, that overtakes us, that we can't fall on our knees, come to the Lord. And it doesn't have to be in a just a certain way that we fall on our knees or we come before God. God is just everywhere. His power is just everywhere. You don't have to hurry into a certain room. You don't have to be on a certain mountain. You don't have to. God is everywhere. Wherever you are, wherever I'm at, God can be there, and the power of God is available to you and me. Sanctification is seen as mortifying the deeds of the flesh. Again, cleansing us from all the filth of our past and the things that we struggle with. Cleansing impure motives and thoughts of the mind and heart, as well as glorifying the Father through worship, obedience, and faith working in love. From ourselves, we can't do that. We can't mortify. We can't put to death the deeds of our flesh. We can try. A lot of us have experienced with maybe something that just was a stronghold in our lives, and we try really hard to get rid of that thing, and we just couldn't shake it. But when we finally give up and we just say, "God, I can't do this. Would you please help me?" The power of God and what He can do for us is just, I want to impress on our minds as brothers and sisters this morning. I know I'm not talking to a people that have never experienced the power of God, and I'm not trying I just want to encourage us to trust God with everything we're facing, and that we will face going forward. We can trust the powerful God we serve, whether it's in our personal life, whether it's something in our marriages, our families, our churches, our relationships, our businesses, and on the list can go of things we face that we will need to look to something to get through. And I would encourage us, let's look to the Almighty God, the one that has the power to change us, that has more than just big equipment, but has a supernatural power that can help us, guide us, and direct us through life. Sanctifying grace is that grace which confers on our souls a new life that is sharing in the life of God, our reconciliation with God, which the redemption of Christ has merited for us, finds its accomplishment in sanctifying grace. Through this most precious gift, we participate in the divine life. We have the right to be called children of God. This grace is the source of all our supernatural merits and bestows upon us the right of eternal glory. It's amazing just to look at, if we just rely on God for everything we face, if we rely on God for our spirituality. This morning we talked about that a little bit, about how sometimes we can get in our own minds, we can climb up the ladder a little ways by being a good person, doing the right things, which we should. I'm not saying we shouldn't, but by doing the right things, going to church, being a part of a body, and you know, there are things that we live for. Sometimes we can, in our own minds, get this attitude that I'm glad that I'm not like that man over there, or I'm glad that I'm not. And as soon as we do that, we lose power, because God can't be in that prideful heart. So, yeah, it was just a blessing for me to study into this, how it was mentioned this morning. I didn't have a whole lot of time, and I feel a little bit behind here. And I feel like the subject of the power of God is so great, I can't even begin to scratch the surface this morning. And I can't do justice when you have one day to think about this, and finally you realize that, okay, you just rely on the power of God to help you. The power of God makes a difference in our lives, whether roses have thorns or thorns have roses. You ever heard about that? It makes a difference in how we view life, which angle we view life from. Is the glass half full of water, or is it half empty? The power of God allows us to say the glass is half full. Praise the Lord. Maybe I'm not where I should be in life. Maybe things ain't going quite like I wish they were. But praise the Lord, we're here. We used to be back there. Now we're here. You can look at what God has been doing in your life and praise God for that. I think just in praising God and worshiping Him gives us power to go further. That if we just kind of accept the circumstances we're in, maybe we're facing some depression, maybe we're facing some setbacks. If we just accept that, guess what? That's where we're going to stay. But if we don't allow ourselves to accept the circumstances, but we hear me right. Sometimes we do have to be real. We do have to accept circumstances, but let's not let the circumstances get us down when there's tremendous power available. Oftentimes the court lays right on the ground, right on the floor, right in front of the plug. And we just, we sit there and we look at it, or we look at that engine, we watch it purr and we're impressed by the power and the sound of it. But we miss oftentimes, I do at least, I miss plucking the court into the plug or the wall where the power really truly is. And maybe sometimes we'll plug it in and there's no power. Then what? Is God failing? Surely not. But sometimes there's a breaker flipped in our lives. Maybe there's sin in my life. Maybe there's something in my life that's restricting that power. Remember when one of the brothers here a few years ago had shared that where he had a bottle up here and he stuffed something in the neck of it, and he was talking about receiving the blessings if we have something in our life. Sin or something in our lives, it puts a pluck in the bottleneck, and nothing can come in. The blessings of God can't come in, but neither can anything come out. You have to take that pluck out. And so if we do ever pluck the cord into the wall, if we ever go to God, and I know all of us have experienced that, where we prayed and we cried out to God, and He just seemed like there's nowhere, God is nowhere in sight. You're just speaking to the ceiling. There's nothing there. And then later you realize, God did answer that prayer. But sometimes it's our feelings can come in the way. Sometimes our feelings don't allow us to believe that the power of God is really truly there. Maybe we don't feel it. Maybe we're bombarded with all this feeling gospel that's out there that you have to feel, you have to feel the power of God. And I encourage us, I think it's a blessing if we can feel the power of God, but that's not always the case where we just feel, overjoyed and we're just jumping up and down because the power of God is in us, you know. That's oftentimes not the case. It's in the little things that God shows himself strong. And so this morning, that's my encouragement to us here as a little congregation, that we would rely on God. We're too small to rely on each other. We don't have enough power to go to heaven. You know, if the clouds would roll back right now, do you think without God that we could somehow muster up enough strength and power to make it to heaven? No, we'd be fooling ourselves. There's never enough power here to take us back home to eternity without God. It says, for above all principality and power and might and dominion, God is above all that, the power of God. I feel like that's probably all I have to share this morning. I'm sure there could be more of an extensive study be done on the power of God. But hopefully we got a little glimpse this morning just into power is actually another name for God. And may we trust God this week for whatever we face. May this message in some way encourage somebody that's here this morning to just trust God. If you're facing something that looks impossible, you're struggling to believe something, maybe you're in pain, maybe you're having a hard time forgiving somebody, the power of God can help you with that. He can make you let go of things that nobody else can. I can tell you, just let go. Just let go of that thing. Just forgive that person. But I can tell you that, but I can't help you. The power of God can actually help you let go of it. Because you sense a power that's up here to sustain you. Even if you let go of that, whatever it might be, there's a power here to sustain you that I can't give to you. So yeah, may God bless you all. And why don't we conclude with a song this morning? I like the song 748. Maybe we'll just conclude with that song. God bless you.